Unit 28.
My name is Judy Brown. I have been in Japan for 10 days. I left San Francisco on July 10th by plane, and after 9 hours, I arrived at Narita. Emiko came to see me at the airport with her father. I was very happy when I saw her again.Because she visited America and stayed at my home last year. On my first night in Japan, I stayed at a hotel in Tokyo. At the hotel, I thought I was in one of the biggest cities in America because there were so many tall buildings and cars in the city. Now I am staying with Emiko's family.Her house is in a small town near Kobe. In her family, there are her grandparents, her parents, her brother, and herself. They are very kind to me. Last Sunday, her brother said, "How about going for a drive?" "All right, that'll be fun," Emiko answered. And we went out for a drive. We enjoyed driving very much.In the evening, I enjoyed a nice dinner with her family. It was cooked by her grandmother. She is too old to work as hard as young people, but she can cook many kinds of Japanese food very well. Emiko often learns how to cook Japanese food from her grandmother. Emiko said to me, "I like my grandparents very much. They teach us many good things.They always say to me, "Be kind to others." My grandfather knows a lot about the history of our country. He often tells me interesting stories about it. Every New Year's Day, my grandmother helps me when I put on my kimono. I make beds for them every day. In America, we don't usually live with grandfathers or grandmothers.But I have learned it is very good for young people to live with old people in the same house.